What a beautiful night for a bonfire. I've missed this. And I'm glad you had me over. I really wanted to see you before I had to leave town again. I've missed you. What has it been, like 10 years? Wow. We were inseparable back then. I cried for months when my family moved away. Remember how we used to walk along the railroad track by your house? Right over there. We would walk for miles, talking about everything. Trouble at school, mostly about how annoying the boys were, and how much we wanted to get out of this town and get a place together and go to the same college. That was so much fun. You and me, hanging out forever. And I think it was the best time of my life. Hey, you know, it's really kind of chilly out here. Do you think I could borrow a jacket or something? A blanket? Yeah, that'd be perfect. Thanks. What about you? Aren't you cold? You've just got this little skirt on. I mean, it's cute, but aren't you cold? Come sit by me. We can snuggle up under the blanket together, just like when we were younger. This is so nice. You, me, wrapped in a blanket together beside the fire. I'm definitely feeling warmer now. So, do you still think boys are annoying? Yeah, I've had a couple of boyfriends. And yes, they were annoying. But I guess they're better than when we were 12. Only a little bit, though. Oh, they have their uses. But one thing's for sure, girls smell a lot better. You smell really nice. I've been with a few women too. Nothing very serious, but have you? Have you ever been with any woman? Maybe had a girlfriend? No? I'm actually a little surprised. It just seemed like the way we were together, we were especially close. And maybe if I hadn't moved away, we could have. You think so too? Do you want to kiss a girl? Just to see what it's like? It's a beautiful night. We're all alone. You're so warm. And you smell so nice. You're a good kisser. Oh, wow. That was amazing. My heart is beating so fast. I feel like I need to catch my breath. You too? To be honest, I used to think about kissing you a lot back then. I thought it would be nice. But I never imagined that you would taste like this. Like home. And, you know, I've always thought about touching you too. You've thought about touching me? Oh, wow. Yes, you can touch me all you want. Can I feel your chest and kiss your neck? Your skin is so soft. And your tits? Wow. No, they're not too small. They're perfect. Everything about you is perfect to me. I have always thought you were so cool, so funny, so cute and smart and athletic. And really, just perfect. Perfect for me. And you know what? I bet you also have a perfect pussy. Your thigh is so soft. Wow. I didn't think I'd be so thankful for that little skirt you're wearing. It makes it so easy for me to touch you down there. This isn't too much, is it? I know you haven't done this before. You don't know how fucking long I've wanted to hear you say that. I want to explore every inch of your perfect body. Starting with that wonderful little pussy of yours. Oh, wow. You're nice and warm and wet. And, oh my God. No, yes. Oh, please put your hand there. My clit is so sensitive right now. I need you to touch it. You see, the great thing about being with another woman is we know exactly what buttons to push. I like to slip my finger inside to get it all wet and then slide it up to the clit and rub it a little. Oh, God. Yes. Your fingers are doing exactly what I need. Oh, wow. Now, let me feel how soaking wet you are. I'll slide a couple of my fingers back down and push them into you. I'll pull them in and out, pressing against the inside of you as I slide them back and forth, getting that perfect little spot that makes you squirm. You are so wet. Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Do it to me too. Oh God. Oh God. Oh. This is amazing. I've never wanted someone this fucking bad in my life. You know, this fire pit is so far away from your house. Nobody will be able to see us. Besides, everyone's probably asleep. What I'd really like to do now is taste that delicious pussy of yours. So, is it okay if I just get between your legs here? God, those panties are so wet. Really? You want to do me too? No, absolutely. But first, I want you to feel what it's like to have someone absolutely devour yours. Let me take care of you for a bit. Let's pull your panties down. Spread your legs. And let me hear you gasp and moan for me. First, a little kiss. I want to lick your pussy all over. Rub my tongue up and down your slit and all over your clit and into your vagina. I want to make you come. Oh, you want to come with me? That's so sweet. You are always so sweet to me. How about we spread this blanket on the ground by the fire? And you lay down and lift your skirt. I'll take my panties off, and we can take care of each other. Oh, wow. Oh, God. Oh, holy fuck. Oh, you're so good at this. Oh, I can't believe how great you're making this feel. Oh, God. I'm shaking. This is everything I've dreamed of. You're perfect. You're so beautiful. So sexy. You make me feel so good. You're the best I've ever had. Let's use our fingers now, too. I need your fingers in my pussy. Lick my clit and slide your fingers in and out. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm gonna come now. Are you coming with me? Oh, God. Come with me. Oh, please. Oh, please. Please come now. That was perfect. That was like a dream come true for me. Did you like it? I could tell you did. I'm so glad we got together again. After all these years, I've missed you so much. But I never knew how much I was missing. I had no idea that you were such a good lover. I imagined you would be, but I never knew. So, would you want to get together again before I leave town? Dinner? Tomorrow night? I'd really like that.